Hey, I'm Cassie with All That Matters in Triple M Rock News this week.
Hello, folks. This is Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus.
Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus joined Malloy down the line from Sydney this week off the back of the announcement of their 40th anniversary tour with the Dandy Warhols that kicks off this December. Dave also played the band's classic hit, Come Anytime. And in case you missed it, you can watch the full performance on Triple M's YouTube channel now. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to get more of these unforgettable live performances first. This week, Triple M's Mitch Braun chatted to the Counting Crows frontman, Adam Duritz, who casually revealed that he's on the brand new, highly anticipated third album from Gang of Youths. Chatting to Mitch about the Counting Crows' latest release, But a Miracle Sweet One, Adam revealed not only that he appears on the new Gang of Youths album, but it actually inspired him to get back in the studio.
I was hanging out with some friends in London, they were making their record, and I got kind of... they're Australian, actually. Do you know the band Gang of Youths?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, David Leo Pepe is one of my best friends, and I had been spending time with him, and I was in the studio with them, and I sang a bunch on their record. And so I think I got kind of caught up in, like, I'd gone to see them play, and they were so good, and I just kind of got me wanting to do records again.
You can hear that full interview on the Listener app now, and make sure to keep it on Triple M for more about the new stuff from Gang of Youths.
Hey, this is Johnny from DMAs.
The Australian Independent Record Label Awards announced this year's nominees, with indie three-piece DMAs taking the cake with three nominations, including Best Rock Album, Best Dance or Electronic Release with the Avalanche's remix of their track Criminals, and the big one, Independent Album of the Year for The Glow. Also in the noms is our favourites, the Teskey Brothers, Violent Soho, The Chats, Casey Barnes, and heaps more. The 2021 AIR Awards will take place in Adelaide this year, the 5th of August.
Hey, I'm Winston from Parkway Drive.
All right, this is one for all of you headbangers, heavy music legends. Parkway Drive are releasing their concert documentary, Viva La Underdog, to Netflix this month. The news came just after the band had to reschedule and then cancel their upcoming Aussie tour. You can watch Viva La Underdog on Netflix from June 16.
Hi, this is Lindsay Buckingham.
Former Fleetwood Mac guitarist Lindsay Buckingham has appeared on American TV this week to play the season finale of the reality show American Idol. He took on his own song, Go Your Own Way, with contestant Cassandra Coleman, who played the part of Stevie Nicks. This was a rare appearance from Buckingham, who steered clear of the limelight since his very public firing from the band Fleetwood Mac.
Look, you two, it's Jimmy Barnes.
Jimmy Barnes joined Triple M Melbourne's The Marty Sheargold Show this week, ahead of his new album Flesh and Blood and the tour by the same name that kicks off next month. Jimmy said the upcoming live show is very much an album tour, with more influence from Jimmy's wife Jane and her new band, the Jane Barnes Band.
This album actually stemmed from songs that Jane and I, we started, you know, when Jane and I were doing those things in lockdown.
Yes.
And we you know, we end up recording about 200 songs and putting them up online. So the idea stemmed from there because people really liked the you know, songs that were that personal and that close and with the family involved. And slowly, as I was thinking more about making the album, I just started writing songs. So the songs that I actually wrote were written inspired by what we were doing in lockdown. So it's we might throw a few of the Jane Barnes Band songs in as well.
Nice.
So to see the evolution of the album. But there'll be a few things that we'll play, like Flame Trees and Working Class Man and stuff like that.
You can catch the full interview with Jimmy Barnes from the Marty Sheargold Show on the Listener app now. And don't forget, you can get all of the tour details on the Triple M website.
Hello everybody, this is Brandon Flowers.
Splendor in the Grass is back for 2021 in their usual winter weekend late next month. But this time, it's COVID safe and virtual. The limited edition virtual event is littered with international bigwigs like The Killers and Phoebe Bridgers. But the best part is it's absolutely swamped with local acts. Catch Vance Joy, Violent Soho, The Chats, Emil and the Sniffers, and heaps more for this two-day gig that's happening July 24th and 25th. Tickets are on sale now. And that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week. Don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app for the latest rock news and interviews.